Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the who's and views in the political media. Today's topic, Clark or Melvin. Most of you may not have gotten the obscure reference in that title, but this has to do with the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld and the appointment of Robert Gates to replace him. The deeper question isn't really why Rumsfeld is resigning, but what Bush is expecting from Gates. Is he Clark Clifford or Melvin Laird? President Johnson nominated Clark Clifford late in his term when the criticism of Robert McNamara over the war in Vietnam became overwhelming. But Clark Clifford was a hawk and changed little of the conduct of the war until very near the end of his 10-month tenure. Richard Nixon knew that a change would be needed and replaced him with Melvin Laird and told him to prepare for a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces, a program Nixon would eventually call Vietnamization. So the question is this. Exactly what role does Bush envision for Robert Gates? Is he mostly a new punching bag to absorb the blows of criticism for the next 2 years as the president continues with only minor tactical decisions? Or has Bush decided that whether he likes it or not, a phase-out of Iraq operations is inevitable and the Defense Department will need somebody else at the top for it? There is little to be gained by Rumsfeld for leading the Pentagon through the drawdown phase of Iraq. He would rather have the neoconservative analysts and book writers of the future be able to say, as they undoubtedly will, that everything would have turned out fine if they'd just let Rumsfeld do as he wished. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.